Member Detterman.
Thank you, Your Honor. I have a resolution filling the vacancy of the at-large council member by appointment. And I make the...
Do you want to actually read the sentence there on the resolution? Back page.
Oh, okay.
As soon as you find the back
page. As soon as I find the back page.
There
okay.
Is. If you want to...
Read the whole thing?
Yeah, read the whole thing.
A resolution filling the vacancy of at-large council member by appointment. Whereas the City of Clinton Code of Ordinance provides that the City Council vacancies may be filled by appointment, and whereas a request for applications was distributed with letters of interest due by January 21st, 2016, and whereas the following council persons have stated their willingness to serve at-large council members and have been interviewed by the City Council: Brian Tergana, Judy Lutt, and Sean Connell. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the City Council of the City of Clinton, Iowa, that, and I'm making the motion, that Sean Connell is hereby appointed council at large to serve the remainder of the unexpired term.
Second that.
We have a motion and a second, so we'll open the floor up for discussion. Is there any discussion?
Somebody go first.
Councilmember O'Neill.
Thank you, Your Honor. If there's anyone who wants to speak first, they're more than welcome to.
No one jumped the race.
I understand. I'm just, you know. I respect both these people, all three of them, coming in and putting their name forward. I've been adamant about this position being filled through a vote. I believe that we're all here because the citizens vote us into office. The person that you're going to fill their position, Mr. Wilkie, Councilman Wilkie, was elected and had 5,200 votes. He had, I think, the second highest number of votes in the whole election. I don't think it's a number to take lightly. 52 people came out and were adamant about filling a at-large position with Councilman Detterman and Councilman Wilkie, and I think they deserve the second shot at it. I have no negative reason not to welcome either one of you to the council after that vote. I think you're both good candidates for it, and including Mr. Tergana, who left. So any one of the three that have put their name forward is fine with me, but I think it needs to be done through the process that we all got here with. we're responsible to make sure that the 26,000 citizens here have a voice in who governs the city, who raises or lowers their taxes, who makes the decisions of what goes on in the schools, whether it's SROs or how the streets are planned and everything else. So I think it's not even a matter for me to toss back and forth. I'm just very adamant that it's a constitutional right to vote for your representatives that are going to represent you, and so that's where I'm going to be voting on. There'll be none of the three that I'll be voting for. I'll either abstain or just say no. It's nothing personal. It's the fact that we do have a petition out circulating. We will have enough names on that petition to force the election. So I'm glad to see that all three of you will run in the election. It'll give us three people to run in the election. And for the public's information, anyone else can go fill out a petition and also run for that petition or that position when the petition is presented to the City Council. So I thank you all for your time tonight, the three of you. Thank my colleagues for their questions. I think they're excellent questions. It does give the public some preview of where you are, where you're coming from. But I think you need to go through the same test we did with a forum and a question and answer session set up possibly by the chamber to where the public also gets to hear that. So I thank you for your time and your efforts, and that's where I'm going to be casting my votes at. Thank you.
Councilmember Detterman.
Yeah, I'd like to say thanks to the candidates that stepped forward. We've all had to make a decision to do that, and it's not one easily made. So I thank everyone for stepping forward that did. What we're really doing is by ordinance appointing it. The decision, I think, mainly is money. You know, it's $8,000 to run an election. It could very well be a runoff election for another $8,000. It could probably be April, May before somebody would be appointed.
Yeah.
As people have seen, six councilmen, we have a lot of tie votes. So that was one reason for it. And I think the main reason was just to get somebody on board now and to save the taxpayer money, because we're in budget and we all know what $8,000 and $16,000 is to our budget. So thank you.
Anyone else?
Sure.
Councilmember Seeley.
Thank you, Your Honor. Thank you, everybody who participated. I think it was great that we saw, we saw quite a flurry of turnout, actually, and then it kind of dwindled back a little bit. I do want to remind everybody that I just ran an election for the at-large vacancy, in which I ran unopposed. So there was the opportunity, not only for the people here, but also for other people to run against me. Nobody said, "Oh, you can't do that against Cody." There's nothing like that going on. And I think that's a valid point. Now, my other concern is the remainder of the term, in which by the time we get the election completed is going to be approximately a year and 6 to 7 months if we have to have a runoff, and also the cost. But we can deal with the cost. I mean, if the citizens truly want to have an election, then that's what we're going to get. We're going to have an election. I'm a little disappointed that we've gone through this whole process and there's a petition possibly circulating that maybe doesn't have all the signatures but may come to fruition in the next couple weeks. I think that should have possibly been done and submitted prior to this whole process being established. So with that being said, I felt the appointment process was the best way to handle this, and if we still do need to have a special election, then I will support that as well. That's all. Thank you.
Any other comments? Councilmember McGraw.
I, too, am concerned about the time that it's going to take by the time we have this election and then possibly a runoff. And I have to say I have been elected 2 times. I'm sorry. Do I start over?
Did you remember what you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my concern is the amount of time that it would take to have this election and get somebody and possibly a runoff, so that's a time element. And I have run twice for this position, and neither time have I had anybody run against me. So I don't think that there's a lot of people that are just coming forth wanting to work 25 hours a week on this position. And I think we've gotten a couple good people that have come forth, and I think the people in Clinton would honor what we would choose.
Councilmember O'Neill.
Thank you, Your Honor. I think the whole idea that we have three people that have said they're going to run, so the idea that no one's going to run in the election is kind of been put off to the side, because these three are going to run if there is an election. And as as far as the time issue is concerned, I think we need some clarification. There have been two different time periods thrown out. If indeed this body decides to appoint somebody, the mayor and I have discussed that there's 30 days to present that petition. The city attorney had indicated to me that he thought there was 14 days. So I'd like to clarify that right now so we know exactly what the rules are and what the procedure is. And so the time restraint in order to is not going to go on for perpetuity. I believed it was 30 days, but can we get that clarified now with the state code or the home rule charter?
The code says 14 days.
Okay.
Our city code references 14 days. In other words, 14 days from the date of the
appointment.
Okay. In other words, it extends the time for 14 additional days after the appointment, which is obviously not ideal, but that's how it reads. And, you know, I think the intent is that I think it gives the public the opportunity to see who we might appoint. I think that's the intent of the provision. And then if they don't like it, they still have another 2 weeks to try to petition for an election if they aren't satisfied with who we appoint or if there's a... That's the way it reads to me, and I think that's probably the intent behind it.
Your Honor, you indicated 30 days.
When I was appointed, I was told it was a 30-day period. So,
yeah, I'm just going off the text of the statute, which okay. I think I quoted to both of you.
I'm going to pull the whole thing out and reread because we've got multiple documents that pertain to it, but I'd never heard of the 14.
But yeah, I think it's something we need especially to those of us that are running the petition and getting it signed. If we got 14 days or 30 days, I want to come in here in 30 days and say, oh, we forgot to tell you that was 2 weeks ago. If we can get that clarified, because indeed there's going to be a petition. And, you know, I know there's two sides every issue, and some feel that we should appoint it, and some are very adamant out in the public that they want the opportunity to elect it. And I respect both sides. I do have a problem when groups of people insist that we do something as far as appointing. I don't think that's their call. I think it's our call to do. If this body decides that they want to appoint somebody, I can respect that. Hopefully that transpires back to me when they respect the fact that we bring forth a petition and have an election. So I think we just need to clarify whether it's 14 days or 30 days.
I'd like some clarification. It's 14 days for them to get the petition to us. Then we run the election. Is
yes.
that correct?
Yes. Yep. Yes. That's
so. That we're not talking about just 14 days. We're talking about 14 days for the petition to get to us, and then we have to have the election. Right. I don't know how long that takes.
It's a process.
That's
well.
A process that we have to deal with the county auditor.
It's in the statute.
It's in
like
the statute.
Ask the question beyond that is it 14 days till this body meets again and determines that there is a petition and then we move forward? Because that could be a whole nother.
I think we have several things that we need to get some
14.
Days.
If you decide to appoint somebody tonight, it's 14 days from tonight or 30 days from tonight that we need to have the petition in the city clerk's office. It doesn't have to come to a meeting.
No, it has to be given to the clerk. It doesn't have to come
Absolutely.
To the council meeting.
Correct. 14 days to get it to the clerk. Exactly.
And she needs to certify it.
And that's counting weekend days, too.
Pardon me?
It's 14 calendar days. It's not working days.
Is it 14 or 30?
14. I'm still going to look on the 30 because, like I said,
I'd be happy to look into the 14 versus 30 again, but I'm just going off the statutory language that we have in our code. And if there's something else that I have not seen, I will
that's
certainly
I
look
to,
at that.
I want to go back.
But I know for sure definitely that that's the time frame to get it to the clerk. It's not to have the meeting and have the election and all of the other things that have to be done, of course. So
I can tell from living proof after my first bout with city council, I decided not to run because I wanted to go get some more education up at Mount St. Clair. And
Paul, you want to turn your mic on?
Yes, certainly.
Now I'll whisper.
Okay.
But anyhow, I got on the city council. I enjoyed it, but I realized it was a big job and a lot of things had to happen, and I decided to go back up to Mount St. Clair and Ashford. It went through a transition at that time and changed my college experience, and I graduated from there. And then at the time, there was a vacancy, and the council appointed me, and I said I'd take it. And I remember Mr. Horn went out and got a petition, and he was successful at beating me, which I didn't try real hard to win. But it took 30 days for him to get his petition in, and that was the process at the time. And I think it had to do with the way we described home rule ourselves as far as those rules that we used. And later on, I came back when there was an opening, and I've been here ever since. But you and I went through the same kind of experience.
The same thing, and I remember when I was appointed, I was told there was a 30-day window in mm-hmm. which it really wasn't a permanent thing until that 31st day. So I guess
is it in the home rule charter?
That's why I've got to go find the documentation.
Well, let me know before 14 days.
Yeah, I'm going to look tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. Is there any other discussion? We're going to get the 14 and 30 days figured out by tomorrow. So any other discussion? Hearing no other discussion, the motion that's on the floor is a resolution to fill the vacancy for the at-large member seat with the appointment of Sean Connell. So we will have a roll call vote on that, please.
Councilmember Allison?
Yes. Gassman?
No.
Seeley?
Yes.
McGraw?
Yes.
Detterman?
Yes.
O'Neill?
No.
Thank you. That does pass 4-2. And we will have the information on the date required by tomorrow.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Sean. We have, that concludes, finally, our motions, resolutions, and ordinances for tonight. We have no unfinished business, and so